Peanut grower associations, including Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, are urging farmers to verify a farm's acreage history. The failure to respond to the FSA recent report could potentially mean a loss of any potential funds available to farmers. A letter was sent to farmers by the Farm Service Agency that included a summary acreage history report, which shows the acreage of cover commodities that FSA could determine for the 2014 farm serial number. The report shows the 2014 base acres and other information. Farmers are urged that if there are errors on that report, they need to be reported by September the 25th at the county in which the farm is located. This information will be used in determining any potential base reallocation for that farm serial number later this year, as well as potentially impacting any CC or countercyclical yield updating. The Farm Bill provided landowners with an option to reallocate base acres and update their yields for covered commodities, and this is the first round of information. Peanuts is one of the 20 commodities covered. Upland cotton is no longer a covered commodity, but will have their own program. Secretary of Agriculture John Vilsack was asked this week, why do we have a Farm Bill? He said, first and foremost, the challenge is to make sure that people have a better understanding of the breadth and comprehensive nature of what this bill does and how it generally impacts every single American. They're still working on the Farm Bill, developing the rules and regulations. He says it impacts every American in terms of making sure that we continue to have accessible, affordable, available, and safe food. He said it impacts Americans because it ties to job creation, whether it's through the export of agricultural goods or whether it's through biomanufacturing or biochemicals. He said one out of every 12 jobs in this country is connected to agriculture one way or another. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.